Exactly.
Hello, everybody. My name is Ms. Parker. Happy Easter. I am with RV Project Help, and I am currently helping another channel, RV Doc. I was all of a sudden I forgot the name of the channel. I'm RV Doc Help. Oh, Lordy, I suck. Anyway, I can't believe I forgot the name of the channel. It's ridiculous. So I always start my programs out with a disclaimer. Oh, God. So here's Kanaka. And if you have never heard Kanaka before, his voice is like liquid velvet. Enjoy.
The material and information contained or given on this website or audio files are for general information and entertainment purposes only. All parties on this channel are not lawyers or financial advisors. You should not rely on this material to make any business decisions. While this channel does endeavor to keep the info up to date and correct, RV Project Help makes no representations, warranties of any kind, express or implied, about the completeness, accuracy, reliability, suitability, or availability with respect to the website, information products, services, audio files, or related graphics contained on this website for any purposes. All due diligence is the sole responsibility of the participant.
How can you just not love that just liquid velvet voice? I just adore Kanaka. Thank you, Kanaka, for what you do for me. So, paymasters. Apparently, I always have these talks about paymasters and I never record them because I'm just chatting around. So I was like, no, we're not going to do any recordings on Easter Sunday. Well, I guess we are. So I want to talk to you about paymasters and how to use a paymaster. Paymasters are often a part of your wealth management team. Often when you get a wealth management team, they have somebody they can refer you to as a paymaster, or you can hire a paymaster through through using your headhunter. I prefer using someone that my wealth management team suggests to me because they're usually vetted. And again, if you haven't heard my security recording, you need to have everybody vetted, including your paymaster, especially your paymaster. So why is a paymaster so important? The paymaster is important to help you get your funds out. That's the number one thing. But the paymaster is actually a part of your security, because what the paymaster does is he takes all of the stress away from you. The paymaster takes the sticks and the stones, because when you have a lot of funds, you will have people come to you and want to know, hey mom, I know you got $40 million and I want a new car. You get her a new car. Hey mom, I know you got $40 million. I want you to get me a new house. Well, no, I don't want to buy you a new house because you've already got a house. And pretty soon it gets into an argument. And then it's like, my mom's a bitch, you know, and my mom sucks. You won't help me, blah, blah, blah. You know, we have a pretty entitled generation. Okay. How do you do that so that you don't have your children getting pissed off at you? And it's not just your children. It's like, you don't want, like, you've got a brother or a sister or somebody that is, you know, in your family that feels like, you're my sister, why won't you help me? They don't realize that you have major projects and your money is your money. After all, if you listen to my family home governance, that's going to help you set up your family trust and help you cover the costs and the bills of all your family. But you want to use a paymaster because a paymaster is your insurance. So here's what I'm talking about. There was a gal on my channel earlier today, and She said that she had told her daughter about the RV, and the daughter was fine. This is a couple of years ago. Well, as we all know, COVID happened, things got pushed back, and when we thought we were going to RV, it actually took 2 years longer. Me personally, one of my dear friends is so blackpilled, I'm not even allowed to speak about the RV in front of him. This lady was different. Her daughter knew about it. And her daughter started telling everybody how crazy her mother is, and that her mom is saying that we're going to get all this money, and on and on and on. Well, as you and I both know, that is going to happen. And what the daughter has done is she has put both herself and her family in a position that's not safe. Because when they RV, the family relatives are immediately going to realize, oh my God. Her mom has money. We want a new business. We want a new car. They're going to immediately come to her and say, Barb, can I have some money to do this? And Barb's going to get sick of it real quick. If Barb says no, the family is going to get pissed. So, how do you protect yourself? Well, what you do is, I told her, I said, listen, you go to your family and you say, you know what? I just love you so much. And I know that you thought I was crazy when the RV happened. And so, what I did is, I bought you a piece of currency. And then I wanted to make sure you were going to be really good. So, I went to a financial planner because, I really don't know what I'm doing. And so, with the financial planner, they've got everything set up to give you funds. It's going to pay out every year for the next 50 years. Isn't that fantastic? Oh, what if we want more money than it's going to pay out every year? Oh, you're going to have to talk to the paymaster because I signed the control of the funds over to him because they're a professional. That's a lie. What you did is you hired a paymaster and you said, okay, these asshats didn't listen to me, didn't believe me. And now, because they've shown, that they're not going to be loyal. We cannot let them destroy themselves, especially if, like, one of the kids, maybe a 19-year-old kid, the last thing you want to do is let the kid buy a hot rod and let him wrap it around a tree. So you tell the paymaster what you think is a fair or correct amount of money to send out to that family every month. If they've got an issue, if they've got a problem, they're going to go to the paymaster and say, you know what? I just wrecked my car and I need a new car. And the paymaster is going to say, you know what? I've got those funds in an account that I can't open up. Let me think about it and see if there's a way to help you. And he's going to get off the phone with that kid. He's going to call you up and he's going to go, Barb, I'm making this name up. Barb, your son wrapped his car around the tree and he's called me up and wants to have a bigger amount of money than, or a lump sum amount of money. What do you want me to do? So you can do anything you want. The paymaster is going to pretend like he's the one making the shots, calling the shots about what's going to happen. Me, I have two daughters that are blackpilled. Or not black-pilled, they're blue-pilled. Blue is blue as the ocean blue, and then 10 times more blue. They tried to do an intervention to get me mental help because I kept telling them that President Trump is still the president. They still think I'm crazy. I'm absolutely not gonna give them currency. Absolutely not. I'm absolutely not gonna let them know the kind of currency I have, and the fact that their mother is planning to do nine global projects. Okay. What I am going to do is I'm going to tell them, you know what? When you were so upset with me and thought I was crazy, I still loved you. I still love you today. And I want the very best for you. So I went ahead and got you a piece of currency and I gave it to the paymaster, and he's going to help you pay off your house. And then I think he's going to set it up so that you get another 5 or 10,000 a month on top of that. You're going to have to talk to him and he's going to tell you how it all set out. I love you, honey. I know if you'd have known that this was real, that you wouldn't have tried to put me in a freaking mental hospital. Yeah, I guess I do still have a case of the asthma. I'm still not happy with my kids. But you have control. You have total control. The paymaster is the one that tells them no. Because when I've had money before, the first time I had money, I had $15 million was my first amount. And my kids ended up being so mad at me because I wouldn't give them money. It just give them money wiggly piggly because I had goals for those funds and they had goals too, basically to spend it all. So they were mad at me. So the second time I got wealthy, my background is cannabis. And so the feds just decide, you know what? We're going to just take all your money. Ha ha. So I got really wealthy. I lost it all. And then I did it again. And the sons of bitches feds did it again. So I've had three different experiences of becoming a multimillionaire. And each time I did things differently as I got smarter. So part of the reasons why I do these chats is so that you don't have to fall on your face like I did. You can be good right out from the bat. So I use paymasters. I absolutely use paymasters and I use them to protect me. They are part of my security so that I don't have relatives come up to me later and say, I want this, I want that, and you're not giving it to me. My daughters are going to be probably billionaires and they're going to have no idea. They're never going to want for anything for the rest of their lives. As time goes by, and if I can see they can pull their head out of their behinds, eventually I will tell them the truth because when I die, this is going to go to their family wealth management. At some point, maybe 3 or 4 years into, it's probably going to take me 2 or 3 years to cool off. At 3 or 4 years later, I'm going to call my kids in and say, I have a family wealth management and I'm have this much money. And if you'd like to be involved in it, this is how you do it. And if you haven't heard my family wealth management program, you really should listen to it because that's how I'm going to deal with two stupid little girls that think mom is stupid. Okay. So, hold on a minute. Let me post that in the channel. So I hope that, explains to you why the paymasters are so important because I never, ever, ever want anyone to have their kids be so angry with you or with the, you know, their parents because they want money and the parent understands that's not safe. The kid's not able to handle it. This is how I make sure that they have everything they need, but I still make sure that they not go just batshit crazy stupid. I hope that makes sense. This is just a little mini chat. Does anybody have any questions? Now's the time.
Hi. Could you describe what type of person is an appropriate person to be the paymaster? You know, should they be a particular profession?
Yeah, should they be a fiduciary. They should be a fiduciary and someone has a background in accounting. There are certifications in the United States for paymasters. Other countries, I don't know how those work. The biggest reason why I always go to my wealth management team and ask them to help me find a paymaster, wealth management teams, if you ask, these are the kind of things that they, you want us to help you do that? They do it immediately. They want to do that because they know if they have a paymaster that works with them and with you, that the paymaster is not going to let you do stupid things and get rid of all your cash, give it all away too fast. And so they know if you have a paymaster, they're more likely to be able to have access to your funds and investments in that for a lot longer because you'll be more wealthy longer. Make sense? I get my paymaster from my wealth management team, and then I call my security guy in and I go do a background check on him. Because when I have millions, I trust no one. I've been burned badly a couple of different times. The information that I'm giving you guys is mostly learned from the School of Hard Knocks, where I did something stupid. I made a stupid mistake, and then I had to pay for it. So I don't do that anymore. Now I, the next time I go up, which should be now, and it's going to be so great because it's not through Canada. So I know the feds are going to take my money again. So I'm going to go to my wealth management team and I'm going to say, I need a paymaster. Can you advise me on who to use? They are going to have somebody. I already know it. This is common. They're not going to give you somebody that doesn't have the right credentials. And then as soon as you find out who that paymaster is, you go meet that paymaster. And when you go meet that paymaster, you take your head of security with you. You don't introduce him as your head of security. You just introduce him as an associate because you're having your head of security check out sideways from Sunday, that paymaster. I believe that the paymaster is going to check out because he's already been vouched and vetted for by the wealth management team. But I do it with everybody. Everybody. I don't take any chances.
Somebody who's a fiduciary knows that they're playing the gatekeeper messenger.
Absolutely. And yeah. They've been trained how to deal with the, shall I say, disappointment, which also means screaming, yelling, demanding, I need the money now.
You know, my mom is giving you the money and I need the money now.
They know exactly how to deal with all that. I guess I shouldn't have yelled.
Come here, Max. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Sorry. I shouldn't have done that. I forgot about it. So they know how to deal with people that are furious with them for not giving them the money that their mother or father left to them and how to deal with it. Susan, can you turn off the view? Yeah, thank you. Does that make sense?
Totally, thank you.
You're welcome.
I was wondering if you just use one paymaster or are you working with several different ones?
Because of my situation with my project is global and it's 9 projects and hold on, Jan, can you just hold on? I can't text to you when I'm talking. Just please hold on. My paymaster, I'm going to have several of them. And the only reason why I'm going to have several of them is because I don't want people to know the other people. I just don't. So I'm going to have several paymasters. One is going to be for my business stuff, my business, you know, payouts for my business. The other one's going to be for my family. Okay. And I don't want the two to cross. Copy. Does that make sense?
Yes, that makes sense.
Okay. Does anybody have any questions, any more questions about paymasters?
Yeah, I have. So I listened to the family trust yesterday.
Yeah.
And you know, on that document, you had a listing of people and amounts and things of this sort. So
yeah.
You're just simply telling the paymaster, this is the amount, this is what, you know,
exactly.
This is what I envision. But you're verbally going to your family and saying what you just said on this.
Some of the family members, like some of the people, like my students, I'm telling my students I won the lottery. I don't want them to know that I have unlimited wealth. I'm telling those people I won the lottery. Some people I tell them, you know, I have an investment that paid off, but I never, ever, ever will tell anybody that I have more money than what they think I have, what they see. I shared with you. I gave you 10% of what I got. I gave you 50% of what I got. I never, 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 never tell them that I have hundreds times more than what I gave you because I don't want them to ever come back to me. And so the way I stop them from coming back to me is I say, I took the money that I had in for you
and I invested it. I gave it to a paymaster to help me invest it for you so that the paymaster will be able to pay you for at least 50 years. And if you pass away before then, you're going to tell him who, you know, his company or that company. They don't realize it's just one person. You know, a death benefit in case you die before. So what happened last time I got money is a cousin came back to me and said, hey, you know, I want to have this, that, and the other thing. And I went to, Jan, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you send me one more message, I will kick you. I just got through telling you, please don't do this to me. I can't go back and forth. Stop it. Stop sending me texts. I cannot go back and forth. I don't have that ability. I'm not going to be giving conversation with you when I'm doing a live program. Please stop this. Please respect what I'm doing, because I won't put up with this shit. Excuse me, folks. And it's recorded. So you're recording being told you're an asshole for continuing to badger me when I'm talking on this. I just, why you want to do this? Stop it. So I'm sorry. I can't go back and forth. I lost what I was saying. Can you please ask me the question again?
I'm trying to recall myself after all that. I can't remember.
I'm sorry. There, I just deleted her. Now she can't do that shit into me anymore.
Yeah, you were talking about, I originally asked the question about the amount that's, you know, you give a certain amount to each individual in the family, give it to the paymaster, they're dealing with that.
I remember now. I was telling you about what happened to me with relatives that came up to me. I've had relatives just get furious because money doesn't change you. Money exposes who and what you are. I didn't know that they were going to treat me like that. I didn't know I was going to get cussed out. I thought I was doing a great thing by giving them some money. No. They wanted more. They felt entitled to it because I got that much money and I was just a widow with two kids that I couldn't possibly use all that money. So why wouldn't I give it to them? It hurt me so bad that I went to my wealth management team and I said, how do I stop this? And that was the second time I had money. And they said, get a paymaster. The problem is you've already set it up, so you can't fix it. So the next time I got money, the last time, I set it up with the paymaster. And it was great because a different relative came to visit me and was like, you know that paymaster you set up? I tried to get some extra money because I needed this, that, and the other. And they told me I couldn't get it. Isn't it? Don't they realize it's your money that they should be able to give me when I ask it? They should pay me. They didn't realize that the paymaster had already called me and told me what a flaming asshole they were to the paymaster, and the paymaster took it. That's their job. They are trained to say no. They go through all kinds of stuff because they know that people are going to lose their shit. And they want to be able to you know, stand the storm. That's why the paymasters are paid very well, is because they're going to get cussed out. They're going to be told what a piece of shit they are. They're going to hide you. They're going to protect you. They're going to not let nobody know that they're not doing anything. It's you that are deciding, oh, no, you mistreated my paymaster. You don't get any more money. You get the money that you're going to get every month. They don't know that you went in and talked. They don't know that I know you went in and talked to the paymaster and had your hat in your hand and said, you know, I wrecked my truck and I need to get another one and I don't want to bother my mom about this.
Is there a way to fix this? Is there a way I can get funds that will help me? Depending on how they go to my paymaster is going to tell me everything. And they call me up to the paymaster and I say, you know, if they have that attitude, then tell them you cooked the books a little bit, you changed anything, however you want to say it, and you took money off the back end that you're going to give them 50% down to for a vehicle, and it has to be within this range of money. And I changed one of the investments to, it's a more risky investment, but it'll be enough money to it'll be enough money to pay half the car payments. So now you've empowered them. Now you've getting, they've done the right thing. They didn't go to the paymaster and abuse the paymaster. You're already giving them, you know, $5,000, $10,000 a month. And by having them pay a little bit of a payment instead of a full payment, that keeps them responsible. You don't want it to be irresponsible with the funds. So you provide a way for them to pay all their bills, but you make it their problem to pay them on time and take care of things. Because that training of doing everything, paying your bills on time, blah, 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 you do that for a couple of years, and then I'm going to start my family trust. Is I'm going to open it up to the people that have done the right thing for 3 or 4 years and say, I'm going to have a family wealth management trust. It's going to pay you to work in it. It's going to pay you to be in it. There's responsibilities in it. Would you like to have a meeting and see if you're interested? Some people are going to say yes. Some people are saying no. If you've got somebody that you and your family that has been a total freaking dirtbag to you for the whole 3 or 4 years, don't invite them to the family trust meeting. You don't have to invite your actual blood family. You can, you don't have to. Make sense? But that's how I use a paymaster, is I use them to vet people. I use them to pay people. I use them to protect me from angry relatives or friends demanding that I give them money because I have money. These guys know how to tell people no. Does that make sense?
Yes, I have one other question related to this. Sure. When you know, I have 2 daughters. One has currency.
Yeah.
It was very open. The other does not. Closed down. I wouldn't say blue pill, but you know, she's shut me off. She doesn't want me to talk about anything, and you know, has been resistant in allowing me to be a part of their life.
Wait. You can't blame her. The media has done their job in brainwashing your daughter. Don't blame her. Okay. At some point, she's gonna get the EBS is going to happen, and the truth is going to hit her in the head like a hammer. She's the person you need a paymaster for. You tell her, look, even though you were mad at me, even though you were, you know, all this negative stuff, I still invested currency. And I still got currency for you. I set it up through this company over there. Here's their business card. Go have a meeting with them. That way you don't even have to deal with me, and they can set you up. She's not going to know you. She is absolutely dealing with you, and you are hurt. I know you're hurt because I'm hurt with what my daughter did. And I don't think it's wise for me to talk to my daughter right after the RV. I think they need to go talk to a paymaster because I'm hurt. And I know we're not supposed to say, I told you so. I know we're not supposed to say, I told you so, but I'm so freaking furious that I haven't seen my grandson in 5 years. It's because my daughter is blue-pilled. So you have to forgive him. You can't hold it, but it doesn't mean you're not going to be immediately, happy, happy, joy, joy. No, I need some time to get over this because you kept my grandson from me for the first 5 years of his life because you thought I was crazy. And the reality of it was, it's you that it's crazy. That's going to come down on them like a ton of bricks. So
I realize
need a paymaster.
I also appreciate your thought there about the fact that you know, the people that have not had their, you know, are not opening up their eyes, you know, we've all been brainwashed. All of us. Absolutely. And we don't need to blame each other and all of that and whatnot. So I totally understand that. Can you give me an example of how, when you go to your paymaster, you've got $1 million or whatever you're going to put out there for these folks. What instructions do you typically give them when dealing with your family?
That's a really tough question, because each time I've gone up in value, you know, when I become a millionaire, I use the term gone up, because I'm kind of embarrassed to say, oh, I'm a millionaire. So I just use the term gone up. So each time I've gone up, the situation has been different. I've made good choices and I've made mistakes each time. In the end, what I do is I have a different fund for each person. In the beginning, I had it all in one fund and the paymaster paid out. That becomes a nightmare for you and the pay. It's easy for the paymaster because it's just one account he's dealing with. But for you, it's hard to keep track of all the numbers and stuff. Well, maybe you have a financial background. I don't know. But for me, I don't. I don't have a financial background. And for me, a credit card is just a way to go, ba-zing, let's buy something. So I haven't done it now because we have an RV'd, but I plan on setting up an individual account for each different person. I plan on taking each circumstance separately, because if you put it all together, what somebody's needs are going to be different than somebody else's. I don't want to walk in there like Mama Moneybags and immediately take care of everything, because that doesn't give them any sense of responsibility. So this time we were told that their homes are all going to be paid off. If that's the case, that's great. So I'm going to go in there and say, this amount of money is for my relative to do something with. They can start a business. They can buy a business. As long as they're doing something, and part of that company has to have a division that is humanitarian. So they need to take at least 5% of their profits and give it away or do something with it. Because everyone that you're working with in your family has to start thinking as a humanitarian. Because at some point, you're going to want to start a family home governance, because you're going to need to have a way to continue to fund all of your projects. And family home governance is how you do it. But it's going to take you a few years to get on your feet. And we should have these funds for 100 years is what I'm hoping, that, you know, we can spread it out over 100 years. And you need some time. You need some time to get comfortable with your wealth. You need some time to find out how your family members are going to treat your paymaster. And once you have that bit of information, then the answers to what you're asking is going to reveal itself. In the beginning, you don't know, because money just reveals people. It reveals who they really are. And so you can give them money, but you still don't know what they're going to do. Give them a year, give them 2 years, give them 5 years. I mean, I'm going to set up my wealth management, my family governance, family trust, wealth management, but I'm not going to start it until 3 or 4 years in, because I need to know how everybody's going to handle the wealth the first 3 or 4 years. And once I know they're not going to lose their minds, they're not going to verbally abuse the wealth manager, then I know, okay, this person, you can't do it because you need some time to quit being a jerk to the wealth manager, okay? So you pick and choose. So I would have answered that question radically different had you asked me that question the second time I got wealthy. And versus the third time I got wealthy, I'm hoping that this is going to be the right choices this time. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you. And I really appreciate your talking about this in relationship to the timing of the family governance part of it. Because yesterday when I was listening to that audio, I was like, oh my gosh, this is so much, you know, and I couldn't see how this was going to come into play like right out the bat. And so now I kind of, it's in perspective now. Thank you.
You're welcome. Does anybody else have a question? For those of you that want to know what we're talking about, I put the audio for the RV Doc Help Family Wealth Management. I pinned it to the channel so that you can see what we're talking about if you'd like to.
I have a question, please.
Yeah, go ahead. Niall, please close your mic. Feedback.
Yes, I will do. I just realized someone going before. Love you.
I don't know where you're from, but your accent rocks. Okay, my old, let me, what do you want to ask?
I have a question that my family is very big family. My mom have 10 kids, and also, you know, like a lot of her family members have a lot. And my family is my ex-husband, and two of my boys, nobody, you know, like all my family, nobody believing in stuff. That's why my ex-husband left me, because he think I'm crazy. But anyway, so do you think
everybody in this channel, when you said my ex-husband left me because he thinks I'm crazy, we all went, yeah, we know somebody else just like you. Hang in there, girlfriend.
Thank you. But yeah, when he kicked me out, it's like zero, nothing. So I had to stay with my friend for a little bit. But anyway, I just have a question that you think that all my family member, my kids, my brother, my sister, I should get a currency and set aside for them, or I have a little bit currency, not much, but
Okay. Why this question is about using a paymaster. Are you asking about using a paymaster or getting currency? Which way are you going on this?
So the paymaster is, yeah, I think it's both then, because I think that when I get the currency exchange, then I can give them each person a little bit money. But like you said, the paymaster, the best idea.
Absolutely. If you're going to give them a little bit of money, do not tell them you're going to give them a little bit of money. Here's how you handle it. Hello, Brother Nelson. I know you thought I was crazy. I'm not crazy. I love you. I love you enough that even though you treated me badly, I still went and bought currency for you. And I know that you're mad at me, and I'm kind of upset with you. So what I did is I went to a person that does finances, and they have the money invested in a way to pay you off or pay you some money every month. Here's their business card. Go talk to them, and you're done. You don't have to deal with them until you're okay to talk to them. I'm so butt hurt by what my kids did to me. I'm not even going to see them after the RV. I'm sending my lawyer to go see them. I'm sending my lawyer to say, your mom loves you. Your mom's very upset, very hurt about what you've done to her for the past 5 years. I strongly suggest that when the limo comes to with your mom, that you let her see your grandson. Don't go out to the car. All the driver will come let and come. She just wants to see her grandson for 5 or 10 minutes. It's up to you, but your mom's very upset. And so here, she loves you. She's trying to take care of you. She's got to be in a better mental state, and you know, she's not angry with you, but she's hurt and she does not want to talk to you, but she wants to keep you safe. She wants to keep your grandson safe. She got currency for you. Here is the business card of the man that is set up to pay you. good day, and leave. You can do it yourself, or you can have a lawyer go do it. Depends on how much upset you are. I haven't seen my grandson since the day he was born. I've missed every single thing. She's only going to have two kids. She can't have kids anymore. She had a problem when she was in labor. I don't have any grandsons. I don't have any. He's it. And it just mean. It seems mean. I know she's brainwashed. I know she's brainwashed. But it don't matter. I still want my grandson. I can't talk to her. Because if I talk to her right now, she's going to find out her mom can swear in 5 different languages. And I will easily flip from one to the other because I'm so hurt. So I cannot. So I'm going to have a lawyer go do it. I'm going to have a paymaster deal with it. And when I calm my ass down, which probably will take, maybe a year, I'm going to go see my grandson. I'm going to have the limo come. The driver's going to go to the front door, say, we need to see this, have the granddaughter and the grandson. I've got 2 granddaughters. I didn't have any sons. I only had girls. That grandson is everything. We have a grandson. And I can't see my grandson. I can't see my grandson. I have to have a shot to go see my grandson, which means you want to kill me so I can see my grandson? No, I'm going to live. And I will see my grandson. And you are not going to stop me. The pain is so deep. Feels like a knife that turns all the time. So I need a paymaster for that situation because I'm not going to talk to her. I hurt too bad. And I don't trust my mouth. I don't trust my mouth. I do. I'm blunt. I'm a blunt bitch, man. You do never have to worry where you stand with me because I'll tell you straight to your face. I'm not PC. The truth doesn't give a shit about your feelings. The truth is the truth. And I'm standing on it. And so I can't talk to her right now because I hurt too bad. So that's the best advice I can give you.
Thank you so much. Yes. 7 years I haven't seen my families and
okay, let's stop this. This is a recording. It thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Does anybody else have any questions?
I have a question.
Yeah, go ahead, Rhonda. Or was it Rhonda? I can't see who's
Yes, it's Rhonda. Hey, Miss Parker.
Wait a minute. Rhonda, it wasn't you. Who just said I had a question?
Me, Jan.
Okay, Jan. Rhonda, you're next, okay? Go ahead, Jan, please.
First of all, sorry about your grandson. I have 3 grandkids, and I have 2 kids are married with kids, and they both think I'm crazy, but they have not kept me away from my grandchildren, so we just deal with it that way. So I'm happy for the day you get to meet your grandson. My question is, when you say separate accounts for the paymaster to pay family members or whoever, are you talking about trust or interest-bearing bank accounts or?
We don't know what the new finances are going to be. We don't know how the new banking is going to be. So I always use the word trust, but in my mind, because I don't know what the new things are going to be, I'm going to be open to whatever is the safe new thing. And I think that we're going to be educated about that when we go get our RV. So I use the word trust, but we don't know.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Rhonda, what's up?
Hey, how are you today?
I'm good.
My question is, I love the paymaster idea. I love it because of my 2 boys. Okay. Do you know if there's anybody out there that will put them through like a security and financial education?
Yeah.
So they understand.
Yeah, Hang on. This is going to be really easy. This recording is about paymasters. It's not about security or other things like that. So once this recording is over, I'll address that. Okay.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Does anybody else have a question about paymasters?
I do.
Go ahead, JLS.
Hi. Where do we find them?
at the appointment or at our bank? And do you have a list of interview questions for a paymaster?
I've already, did you just get on the recording?
Yes.
Don't ask questions. It's already been answered. It's already been asked and answered. You're making everybody listen to the same question. Folks, if you're not on here in the beginning and you don't know what's going on, please don't jump into recording and make everybody, 103 people, listen to the same question that's already been answered. Because I get cranky when that happens, as you can tell. So is there anybody? Nagel's like, I want to ask a question, but God bless America, she's cranky. So is there anybody else that has a question? Okay, folks, it's going to be end of this recording. This was a rough one, folks. It was supposed to be a couple minutes, ended up a little bit longer. I'm raising an army of humanitarians, and the world doesn't even know you guys exist. Our world has been destroyed by false humanitarian companies. Look at the Bill and Hillary Clinton Foundation. They set up their humanitarian company to eat kids with. The world doesn't know you exist, and the world is depending on you. God bless you, humanitarians. Be the army that you are. Go out there and change the world. My only goal is to open your eyes so that you understand you can do this. It's not as hard as you think. It's just as easy to start a small project as it is to start a statewide project or to do a national project. You're not here by accident. You're here because God put you here. God bless you, humanitarians. Goodbye.